Google promposal and you'll quickly go down a rabbit hole of elaborate prom invitations, dance routines, prom spelled out on donuts or with sushi, lots of signs and getting down on one knee. Promposals are a big deal in a lot of high schools. The tradition has been growing at Berkeley High School in Berkeley, California. Youth radio reporter Natalie Bettendorf sent us this story.
Do you know where the big stuffed animals are?
I want chicken toys.
Okay.
Promposal season is a staple of springtime on Berkeley High's campus. I decided to go behind the scenes, tagging along with my friend Angelo Paraiso Arroyo on his quest to propose.
Is this bear big enough?
Do you want to go get a bigger bear?
We didn't find any bigger bears.
You can get a Costco.
You can get Costco. There are like huge ones, but I'm pretty sure they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It is big enough.
Angelo and a few close friends are picking up 28 pieces of poster board, permanent markers, and a big bag of Kit Kats.
It shows like you mean business when you do something in an extravagant way.
Promposals at my school have become an arms race. The student leadership team hosts a competition every year. Whoever comes up with the most extravagant promposal wins 2 free tickets to prom, a cash value of $130.
I think initially, oh, that's really cute. Seeing those acts of teenage love is kind of like memories and nostalgic.
That's Mr. V, a.k.a. John Villavicencio. He directs student activities at Berkeley High School. Mr. V says the faculty feels conflicted about promposals.
As it grew, I think they started to see like a slightly darker side of like, oh, now they're like more focused on this act rather than their academics.
One of the most surprising things about these over-the-top displays of love is they're not actually about love.
So I am out here in the Berkeley High courtyard, and we're standing on the steps where Angelo is about to propose to Maxine. All right, are you feeling nervous? Where are you feeling?
I'm not really nervous.
He seems pretty nervous. And with about 1,000 of our classmates standing around to watch, I can understand why. When Maxine Bartu, the girl he's about to ask to prom, eventually emerges from our school, the crowd explodes. A DJ blasts her favorite song, and she covers her face from embarrassment as she walks across the quad, collecting roses from friends. When she gets to Angelo, something happens that's pretty hard to hear. A bunch of students chant, "Kiss, kiss, kiss." And they do, but here's the thing. Maxine and Angelo aren't actually a couple. They're just friends. Two friends smooching for free prom tickets. It's kind of fake, but I'm still a fan of promposals. Because when I think back on the electricity in the air, the cheering crowd, it feels special. And that will stay with me, even after prom and high school have ended, and real life begins. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Bettendorf.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.